we hear from God's Word. And as we've been doing for the last couple of weeks, we're kind of reading our way through Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. This morning, our passage comes from chapter 14 in his first letter. If we were to take a survey of all the talents and abilities in the congregation, we'd probably get a collection of 70, I would bet, at least 70 talents represented here with all the people that are gathered here this morning. And the challenge would be, how could we put all those talents in a way that doesn't divide us, but in a way that builds the body up, builds one another up? That's the challenge here in 1 Corinthians, that there's lots of talent in this congregation, yet for whatever reason, a spirit of discord and division broke out in the church at Corinth. We want to hear these words from Paul and apply them to ourselves and think about ways that we can use all the talents at our church to build one another up. So with yourselves, since you are eager for manifestations of the Holy Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you are saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others and build them up than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.